So you're diving deep into Leo, huh? Trying to figure out if this majestic lion leans more masculine or feminine.
It's one of those questions, right?
It is.
That's got people talking.
Definitely. Well, so get ready to unpack some astro stereotypes because today we're shaking things up.
Love it.
We're exploring the zodiac's royal dilemma. Is Leo feminine or masculine? An article by astrologer and self-proclaimed Leo Laura King. Mm. And let me tell you, she does not hold back.
No, she doesn't. It's easy to fall into the trap of oversimplification with astrology, right? Like, Leo equals masculine energy. End of story. But Laura's article reminds us that there's always more to uncover.
Right. Like, we're not just slapping a label on it and calling it a day.
Exactly.
We're going to get into the nuances.
100%.
Okay, so let's unpack this whole masculine Leo thing first. It's kind of the classic astrological take, right? What's the story there?
Yeah, so traditionally speaking, a couple of key factors placed Leo firmly in the masculine corner. For starters, it's a fire sign. Think about the raw, dynamic, outward energy of fire. Historically, those qualities were often associated with a more masculine archetype.
Right. It's almost primal, that fire energy.
Yeah.
And when you picture a lion, the symbol of Leo, it's all about action assertiveness, that commanding presence. Mm. And that's not too far off from how Laura describes Leo energy in the article, too.
Exactly. She highlights how that active, driven nature, those qualities we often attribute to masculine energy, are amplified in Leo by its ruling planet, the Sun, which happens to be in its domicile or home when it's in Leo.
Okay, hold on. You lost me a little domicile. It's an astrology term, right?
It is. Essentially, it means the Sun's energy is especially strong and potent when it's shining its light on Leo.
Okay.
Like, it's really in its element.
Uh-huh. So it's like, the Sun is extra at home in Leo, bringing out those traditionally masculine traits even more. Confidence, the desire for recognition, all that jazz.
Precisely. But here's where things get really interesting. Like any good story, there's a twist.
So there's more to this Leo energy than just outward fire.
Always. There's always more to uncover, isn't there?
Yeah.
And this is where modern astrology gets exciting. Laura's article makes it clear every sign is a blend of energies, masculine and feminine. It's not one or the other. It's both.
Okay, so how does that work with Leo? We've got this fiery, sun-ruled energy.
Mm-hmm.
Where does the so-called feminine come in?
That's where those limited definitions start to crumble.
Okay.
Take nurturing leadership, for instance. Think about the Leo boss who champions their team, creates a supportive environment, not just barking orders.
Right, it's not just about being authoritarian.
It's not a dictatorship.
Right.
It's about empowering others.
Exactly. It's more like guiding with warmth, inspiring loyalty. Not exactly the stereotypical image of a domineering leader.
Exactly. And it's not just about leadership style. The article also digs into Leo's emotional expressiveness.
Okay.
Remember, these are often considered feminine traits. The passion, the drama, the big heart on display.
Which totally challenges that old idea of men being stoic and unemotional, right? Leos are like, nope, we feel it all and we're not afraid to show it.
Right, and cultures across the globe.
Yeah.
View emotional expressiveness through different lenses. What might be seen as powerful and authentic in one culture could be perceived as too much in another. It's a fascinating layer to consider.
Oh, that's so interesting. It's like Leo is this walking, roaring testament to the fact that you can be a confident leader.
Yeah.
Right, and to wear your heart on your sleeve.
Yeah.
And speaking of layers, there's that creative artistic side of Leo too.
Absolutely. That intuitive spark, the appreciation for beauty, for self-expression. Those qualities are often linked to feminine energy in traditional astrology. But again, it's about recognizing that these are archetypes, not rigid boxes.
Right. It's not Leo equals this. It's Leo can be this.
Exactly. Yeah. And how that manifests is going to be different for every single person.
It's not Leo equals masculine, but rather Leo is this beautiful, complex mix of energies. Right?
Precisely. And that's true for all of us, regardless of our sun sign. We all have that spectrum of masculine and feminine energies within us.
So we all contain multitudes.
We do.
Which I guess is a good segue into the big so what of it all.
Yeah.
What does this actually mean for someone who's really digging into Leo, whether it's their own sign or someone they're close to?
Mm.
Well, for someone who's fascinated by Leo, this is like getting a backstage pass to the whole show, isn't it?
It really is. Yeah, when we embrace this blended view of Leo energy, it can be incredibly insightful. For Leos themselves, it's a reminder that you are not defined by those stereotypical masculine traits. You have the capacity to lead with your heart, to express your emotions fully, and to tap into that wellspring of creativity.
It's like you're getting to define what those traits even mean for you.
Yes.
On your own terms.
It's empowering.
Right. And for those of you who have Leos in your life, understanding this nuanced energy can transform your relationships. You can appreciate their strength and their sensitivity, their drive and their empathy. It allows for a deeper connection.
It's a more holistic understanding of this sign.
Yeah, it's like you're saying, don't just look at the roaring lion, see the heart beating beneath the fur.
Beautifully put. And what's even more fascinating is that this exploration of Leo's duality has ripples that extend beyond astrology. It prompts us to question those rigid gender roles and expectations that we encounter in all aspects of life.
Right. So it's not just about like, oh, this is what a Leo is, like we're talking about.
It's bigger than that.
Exactly.
It's about how we define these energies in all areas of life.
So it's not just about understanding Leo. It's about understanding the power of embracing both our masculine and feminine side.
Absolutely. It's about recognizing that those energies are not mutually exclusive. They coexist within each of us, enriching our experiences and shaping who we are.
It's like this deep dive into Leo has given us a whole new perspective on what it means to be human, right?
It has. It's a reminder that true growth and understanding come from embracing complexity and celebrating the beautiful tapestry of masculine and feminine energies that make us who we are.
Wow, talk about an astro epiphany. So to all our listeners out there, whether you're a fiery Leo yourself or simply captivated by the sign's energy, remember, this dive into Leo's multifaceted nature is just the beginning. Keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep embracing those complexities because that's where the real magic lies. Until next time, happy stargazing.